Our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, is on Saturday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. with his House Smarts radio show. We ask Lou to join us on Mondays now and give us the Lou to-do list. By the way, have you been talking about the fire in California, and do you have any thoughts about the way it's being fought?
I have been talking about it, but talking about it in a different respect. Sadly, Mary Beth and I had some very dear friends of ours that lost their home in the Colorado fire a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
And we learned, and John, the images, obviously in California it is 10 times what it was in Colorado, but the images of their home that I had been to many times, it just vanished. I mean, like what happened in California, the homes just vanished. And the thing that I learned from them was the issue is the soil is contaminated with everything that was incinerated in that fire. The metal, the copper, the plastic, and so the amount of soil that had to be removed because of the regulations for the environment, the EPA, all that kind of stuff, was monumental. And so I look at all of this destruction and I think to myself, my goodness, how are they going to ever get started? Because so much of that soil is going to have to be removed and relocated and then new soil brought in. And what I remember from my friends in Colorado, FEMA was going to do that, but you know, they put it in like groups, right? Group 1 through 8. And so then you were assigned a group. And then they said, all right, we're going to start in group 1, right? And it was going to be 2 years before they were going to get to them. Can you imagine the time frame for something like that in California? And so our friends ended up, you know, using insurance money and personal money to get the process going. But it is unbelievable. And knowing personally someone that lost their home and the trauma that they dealt with over the years, and even to this day, I mean, my heart is broken for all those folks out in the Los Angeles area. And I have relatives who have a home out there. They're in Santa Monica. They're in harm's way right now. And so we're just praying for everybody out there.
401 said, if you hire private firefighters, but your next-door neighbor doesn't, are your firefighters going to let their house burn down? Well, the stories anecdotally are that they save the neighbor's house, too, to the degree they can, because if the neighbor's house burns too much, it jeopardizes yours. But yeah, in essence, that's the deal. I hire you to save my house, not my neighbor's house. John, dumping salt water from the ocean will kill all of the vegetation and make the soil unusable. That's what you were saying in a way. I mean, forget the stuff going down. Okay, but
yeah,
here's the next one. Let me just read
ahead.
One more. Seriously, any water or any kind of water would have helped fight the fires. Who cares about corrosion when you see piles of nothing left in L.A.?
Right. I also caution everybody to, you know, none of us know how we would react in something like this. And so, you know, it's easy to armchair quarterback the whole thing from Chicago, you know, as we're watching all these images on TV. But, I mean, these people are just frightened. I mean, I am struck by the thought of, you know, people trying to leave in their cars, right? And then the authorities said, get out of your cars and run.
Yeah.
I mean, think of the fear and think of the just hopelessness at that point. And so now, I mean, in my opinion, and again, what do I know? I'm not a firefighter, but any and all water at this point. You know what? Mother Nature is an amazing thing. And so, you know, it's hard to think about this now, but at some point, these fires are going to be put out, and hopefully, you know, the loss of life is minimal. I know that there's already lives lost, but Mother Nature will bounce back. And now the question is, how does it get rebuilt in a way that hopefully prevents something like this from happening again? And I think it becomes a huge infrastructure program because, you know, the reason why all these insurance companies were leaving was the fact that their actuaries said that there's no way to stop something like this. I mean, not that they predicted this, but they're going to have to do something to keep this from happening again so that, in fact, people, if they move there, can get help, house insurance, home insurance,
right,
to cover them in case of something.
A whole
right?
new problem. Incidentally, let's talk about helping folks here in Chicago with the cold rather than the people in California with the fire. But
right.
I will mention this. I saw over the weekend that last year they got a lot of rain in California, more than they usually do, and the vegetation grew. Then the drought came, and since last March, so go to last March and back, they had feet of rain. But then if you go to last March to today, that part of California, since last March, has received 1/10 of an inch of rain. So all of that vegetation grew, and then for almost a year, it's been drying out. It's the perfect tinder for a brush fire. Hey, Lou.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Installing a water heater. I stopped now. You want to be in my family. You want to either be one of my kids.
I so
or
do.
You want to be my brother-in-law, Matt.
I want to be your wife. I want to do anything that gets me into the Lou helps you out world. Help people out here. What's your advice about attic insulation right now?
Boy, I got to tell you, here's my personal example. We, a year ago, moved into a house in Evanston that we renovated. And I know you and I have talked about this. We all have our own window companies. We replaced all the windows in the house. You can imagine what I replaced them with. But I did that, and I added attic insulation to the house that it never had before. I have said to people, time and time again, the single best money you can do to invest in your house is to add more attic insulation in the house. Now, this particular house, built in 1927, I believe, never had attic insulation. Now, there was a reason for that, but the house is unbelievably comfortable now with the combination of new windows, but more importantly, the attic insulation. And so this is an area, it's just like wearing a hat when you go outside. If you've been on the fence about this, I realize, you know, not 3 weeks ago, it was, you know, in the 40s, for crying out loud. But this is the single best place to spend your money, and it will make a remarkable difference in how comfortable you feel in your home and help to lower your
energy. I want to ask you something about that, because when the TV commercials, the attic is unencumbered. It's just flat slats of wood asking to be insulated somehow. My attic, I've got a pitched roof, goes up. I don't know if I need to insulate those, the inside of that pitched roof, and there's corners and crap everywhere and pipes. And should you spray something down, or what do you do, Lou?
So the traditional concept of insulating an attic space is that what we're trying to do is keep the heat that you're paying for in the rooms that you're in, right? The bedrooms, the second floor, or the first floor if you live in a ranch home. But then that space above the insulation, we want that to be as close to the outside temperature as possible. So that's where ventilation comes in. And I have said this for 30 years. There is no such thing as too much insulation or ventilation in an attic space. And so insulation contractors will come in and they'll, in those cavities, in those corners that you talk about, John, they'll put these baffles in. If you've got soffit vents or vents in your overhangs, they're going to maintain that pressure. You know, the thing that when they talk about barometric pressure, when they talk about that in the weather, it's the pressure that's placed upon us. And so in a home, the physics of it all is that that pressure enters from the vents on the overhang. And then when it gets inside the attic space, because it's always a little bit warmer in there than it is outside, it's going up the peak. And then there's vents at the top to allow that to go. So that constant circulation from just Mother Nature is happening, and you want to maintain that while you have this nice warm blanket keeping the heat in on that where you're paying to heat everything.
I want to take some phone calls, Lou. You've got a list of chores for us, but do you mind if we just jump to the phones?
Sure.
All right, let's go with Jeff first. You're on WGN Radio on line one. Jeff, what's your question or comment for Lou?
Good morning, Lou. Friend of Scott Grand Champs. So my son lives out in Venice Beach by the fires about 2 miles away, and he got back home, and he knows many people have lost their homes, and he had a friend out in El Sedina, I think it's called, whose house survived with three other neighbors' houses while five blocks of people were just gone to dust. And there was a common denominator that they found out that had something to do with it, perhaps, All of them had fireplaces, and all of them had their chimney flues closed at the time. So they figured the embers weren't able to be sucked in their house. And I wanted to throw that out there. It's kind of a weird thing, but it may have something to do with why their houses survived.
It's in that New York Times article. They talked about closing the vents to the house or something, Lou?
Right. So this is very interesting. Not a lot of people know this, but years ago, I used to host a radio show. When I would get done doing WGN, I would then host a radio show in Los Angeles after the show, live.
Right.
And we had a sponsor, a gentleman that was a former Boeing engineer. And the thing is, in California, a lot of the attic vents, they have attic vents in the construction of these homes, and they're just wide open. Just the same ventilation I talked about for your attic here. Well, out there, his concern was that in a fire, in a wildfire, these embers would come across. And if you look at a lot of these homes, when you look at the video of this, you will see that the fires are burning from the top down. You'll see that the roof is completely gone, but the walls are there. And you're like, why is that? His theory was that the embers would come across. And we saw the winds, the Santa Ana winds, taking these embers across roads. They come into those vents, the fire starts in the roof, mm-hmm. burns the house from the top down. He created this vent called like Embers Out or something like that he was trying to promote to say, people, change out your vents. This is going to keep the embers from coming in. And
wow.
So there's certainly, and it's funny, I was struck by this when I was watching the video, and this is probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago that I was doing that show in Los Angeles. And I was like, ugh. I mean, yeah, there's probably something about that flu, but it's also what I remember about my friends in Colorado. Their house burned to the ground, and their neighbor across the street, the house was untouched.
Isn't that crazy?
So
interesting point.
It's just crazy how the fire and the winds can go.
Jeff, thank you for the phone call. We go from you to John. You're on WGN. John, you're on the air with Mr. Fix-It. That's Lou Manfredini. Oh, shoot, Pete. I think we both just accidentally hung
Hello?
Up on John, or at least I did. But, Jim, you're next in line. John, feel free to call back. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
Hey, Lou. Just bought a house in Southwest Michigan, 50 years old. Never had septic or well before. So on the east side of the house is the septic and well. And then coming out of the west side, there's a PVC pipe, and it's sort of froze over. Water's getting out. But I don't know where the source of the water is coming from. Is it like groundwater, you think? I mean, there's nothing going into the pit except maybe groundwater or something else, but everything else goes through the septic.
That's weird.
Well, it could be, I don't know if you have a sump pump in that home, if you have a sump pump, it could be the discharge from the sump pump, or it could be a buried underground line for one of the downspouts where they came across the yard or, you know, maybe where the driveway is or a walkway that they didn't want it to form ice, and it could be a release for something like that. So I would kind of, a brand new house, you got to kind of figure it out. It takes a while, but that might be two things that could be the source of that.
Well, I use the heat tape for now, and that's sort
sure.
of working, but it's just
right,
a mystery
right.
where the water's coming from.
Yeah.
Right.
Good luck to you on that, Jim. Thanks for the phone call. I just want to get to one more observation from one of our listeners. Hey, Lou, do you have to worry about asbestos in the attic if it's an old house and you want to add more insulation?
You don't have to worry about it if you don't remove it. So the biggest thing with, you know, when it comes to asbestos, you either have to remove it legally and safely, or you encapsulate it. So if you were to add more insulation over the top of it, you know, as long as we're not creating any more dust in the living space, I wouldn't be concerned. But keep in mind, you cannot just look at anything and know it's asbestos. It has to be tested. So don't let anybody come in and look and say, oh, that's asbestos. You know, you need to get a sample, you need to send it off to a lab, and then they have to for sure
wow.
check to make sure it's asbestos, in my opinion.
Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, is heard Saturday morning starting at 6 here on WGN and throughout the week helping us all like this. Nice to talk to you today, Lou.
See you, John. Have a good day.